This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia and China have showcased their quote-unquote no-limits friendship during a pomp-laden Kremlin ceremony intended to further cement ties amid the fighting in Ukraine. After hosting Chinese leader Xi Jinping over private dinner for 4.5 hours the previous night, Russian President Vladimir Putin greeted him Tuesday for official talks in the Grand Kremlin Palace. The imperial-style pageantry reflected the importance of Xi's 3-day visit to Russia that gave a strong political boost to Putin. Japan's Fumio Kishida met President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday during a rare unannounced visit by a Japanese leader that underscored Tokyo's emphatic support for Ukraine and its fight against Russia's invasion. The Japanese Prime Minister had been the only leader of the group of seven rich G7 nations who had not visited Ukraine, which is seeing an outpouring of popular support in Japan following the Russian invasion more than a year ago. The U.S. will speed up delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After months of Ukraine pressing for the heavily armored and armed tanks, the Pentagon announced in January it would send a newer variant of the Abrams, but that would have taken a while. Now officials have decided to send a refurbished older model Abrams.
This is about getting this important combat capability into the hands of the Ukrainians sooner rather than later.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says they can come from existing army stocks and will be easier for Ukrainian forces to learn how to both use and maintain them. The goal is to have the 70-ton tanks on the battlefield by the fall. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Next month marks an important step in the reconstruction of Paris's iconic Notre Dame Cathedral, heavily damaged by fire 4 years ago. The base of the new spire is to be built. From Brie, France, where the work on the spire is being done, Lisa Bryant reports.
The fire at the medieval Catholic cathedral shocked the world. For many of all different faiths, it was a tragedy. Its reconstruction is also highly symbolic. General Jean-Louis Georgelin heads the Notre Dame restoration effort.
In 2024, we have two major events in France. We have the organization of the Olympic Games in summer, and we say we will reopen the cathedral.
For now, visitors can see the cathedral from the outside and its artifacts at special exhibits. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Brie, France.
Britain's biggest police force is institutionally racist, misogynistic, and homophobic, and unable to police itself, an independent review said on Tuesday, heaping pressure on the Met's new chief to reform London's Metropolitan Police. Reuters correspondent Ed Barron reports.
The review was commissioned by the then head of the Met, Cressida Dick, in 2021, after a serving officer was sentenced to life in prison for the rape and murder of a young woman, Sarah Everard, in a case that shocked the country. Finding that policing by consent was broken in the capital, the review said the biggest barrier to fixing the force was the Met's culture of defensiveness and denial about the scale of its problems. The 360-page report said the force needed strong leadership, a women's protection service, and a new children's strategy, among other recommendations for reform.
Reuters correspondent Ed Barron. Facing the possibility of criminal charges, Donald Trump is waiting it out in Florida on Tuesday as New York braces for disruptions that could follow an indictment. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A shouting match outside Trump Tower where police and barricades surround the entrance over whether the former president will go to jail or get reelected. Trump predicted he'd be arrested, but the grand jury is still investigating hush money payments to a porn star. It's not the payment, but the way Trump accounted for it that could get him indicted. Trump called for protests, but Thais Diaz, one of very few supporters or even opponents who showed up here outside court, says she won't be demonstrating.
Not in New York City, I won't. These police officers out here don't play games.
In Lower Manhattan, Julie Walker, New York.
Tens of thousands of workers in the Los Angeles Unified School District are walking off the job over stalled contract talks. They're being joined Tuesday in solidarity by teachers for a planned 3-day strike that's shutting down the nation's second largest school system. I'm Joe Ramsey.